New information from the NHS in England shows that the number of kids who are obese has gone down a little bit. But there are still more kids who are overweight or obese compared to before the pandemic. The news is a bit better for kids who are 4 or 5 years old, as there are now fewer of them who are obese compared to 2018-19. It's important to know that kids who live in poorer areas of England are more likely to be obese than those in richer areas. The National Child Measurement Programme measures how tall and heavy kids are in reception class, when they're 4 or 5, and year 6, when they're 10 or 11, to see how many kids in primary school are overweight or obese. In year 6, the number of kids who are obese went down from 23.4% in 2021-22 to 22.7% in 2022-23, but it's still higher than before the pandemic when it was 21%. For kids in reception, the number of obese kids went down from 10.1% to 9.2% during the same time. This is lower than the rates in 2018-19 and 2019-20, which means that obesity levels are still going down. When we look at how rich or poor an area is, we see that more kids are obese in poorer areas. In the poorest areas, 12.4% of reception kids were obese, compared to 5.8% in the richest areas. For year 6 kids, the difference is even bigger. In the poorest areas, 30.2% of kids were obese, compared to 13.1% in the richest areas. Dr. Mike McKean, who works at the Royal College of Pediatrics and Child Health, says that these findings are not good and that overweight kids are more likely to have long-term illnesses, mental health problems, and shorter lives. The government says that they want to reduce the number of kids who are obese by 2030 and they're happy that there are fewer obese kids in primary school. They're spending £320 million every year on sports in schools to encourage kids to be more active and have healthier lives. They also have programs like Healthy Start to help families with less money eat healthier. But Dr. McKean also says that there are a small number of year 6 kids who are underweight, which he thinks is because they don't have enough food and are poor. The data also shows that there are differences between boys and girls and where they live. Boys are more likely to be overweight than girls, and the highest rates of obesity in year 6 kids were found in the North East, West Midlands, and London. The lowest rates were in the South West and South East. In conclusion, even though there are fewer kids who are obese in England, there are still more than before the pandemic.